This is WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Inn with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin.
Okay. What's up? It's your girl, Chin Weezy. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Den. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Chin Weezy, aka Chin Chin. Or Chi Chi, or however you might know me as. All right, hope everyone's doing well out there. I know it's been a long 2 weeks, okay? All the 111, what's up, angels? All the people who are used to being inside are inside, but it is a little different when you can't choose to be inside. I will say that. So I hope that everybody else is holding up. I want to give a shout out to all of the essential or the people who have been deemed essential workers that just came back from the grocery store. Shout out to all the grocery store people, the postal people, all of the people delivering the stuff that we need from Amazon. Shout out to the doctors and nurses. I know they're having a very, very, very rough time right now. And also, I want to give a shout out to the pharmacists, okay? A lot of people forget about the pharmacists, but as the daughter of a pharmacist, okay, I know that my mom is still on the front lines, okay, out there slanging rocks. No, I'm just playing. Because pharmacists are legal drug dealers, no? Okay, anyway. So, yeah, so I want to give a shout out to the pharmacists and everybody who's out there still getting it in, still going to work, working from home, homeschooling these kids. Shout out to all the kids that's doing their own schooling, teaching themselves. I know it ain't been easy. Wally been over here mad, y'all, okay, stressed out, tired. But I just want to say y'all are holding it down. And we're going to talk about it a little bit more. We're going to do some housekeeping. But I also want to talk about Lilith today, the story of Lilith. If you don't know, Lilith is, in some traditions, there's different stories. But in the Bible, or according to that tradition, Lilith was the first wife of Adam, before Eve. So we're going to talk about her and why she matters, especially since we talked about that Saturn return last week and how Saturn went into Aquarius. And so that might be affecting a lot of our 27 to 30 year olds. So we're going to talk about why Lilith is so, so, so important. I also want to let y'all know that I dropped a new EP, Problems in Paradise, that's D-I-C-E, streaming everywhere, YouTube also, so make sure you check it out. There's new tarot readings twice a week. I'm doing general spreads as well as individual spreads for signs, so make sure you subscribe to Angel Tarot Messages to get that information. And I've also introduced Mantra Mondays on Instagram and Twitter, so make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at ChinweYBB. All right, so let's go ahead and get into this podcast. The Lioness Den is brought to you by CMC Productions Worldwide. If you'd like to get in contact with that company, you can email us at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com. Yes. Okay. So I've already plugged everything, so we can just jump right into it. First, I want to start off with some housekeeping during this quarantine, maybe provide some helpful tips, hopefully. Don't forget to exercise during this period, even if it's just a little bit, some sit-ups, some squats, something. You gotta move your body. I know it's very easy once you start chilling to just keep on chilling. Trust me, I know. But just try to get into the habit of exercising. Even, that's what I'm saying, if it's little by little, work your way up to doing things that are more strenuous or, you know, more taxing on your body. But just start out little by little, because before we know it, hopefully one day this quarantine will be over. And when it is, it'll be hot outside, okay? And we're going to all be looking like a busted can of biscuits if we keep on eating and not moving, okay? So don't forget to move a little bit. You can play board games. I know you might be surrounded by people. Wally and I played checkers the other day. It was nice. It was really different. It helps just move your mind in a different type of way. We're used to scrolling on screens and looking at information that way or looking at it on YouTube. But to physically do something and think in a different type of way, it's nice. Try to make fun out of the ordinary, like everyday stuff. For instance, taking a shower, turn it into a dance party. I know we have our concerts while we're in the shower, but before and after, have yourself a dance party. Dance in your nudity. Enjoy some music. Turn on some music and listen to some music out loud. And just dance and sing and just get those juices flowing. Music is a healer, and it can really help you feel better, especially during these times. Also learn how to cook things that you've always wanted to learn how to do. Since we're in the house, since we can't order out, we're only place we can really allow to go is the grocery store. Start looking up some things that you always wanted to learn how to do, like cooking, and do it. I've for some reason been really enjoying cooking, like wholeheartedly. I really am enjoying doing it and learning new things, and it's clicking now. So you just never know, like in this point in time, what's going to keep your attention or what's going to like make you interested in it. And you could really learn a lot during this time. Don't forget to be productive. YouTube is your very best friend. Even if it's just for an hour a day, 2 hours a day, do something little by little every day, working on your own endeavors, because this quarantine is not promised. Like the end of the quarantine is not promised. And when it is finished, all of us that are, quote, not essential workers, like where are we going to be? Where are our jobs going to be? And if we are moving to a place where now we're going to be doing everything from home, you've got to find a way to make that work for you, okay? So with that being said, there are a lot of webinars, free webinars floating around, okay? Yoga, I watched two webinars last week. I watched one by Printful, which was talking about Instagram marketing, and then I watched another two-hour webinar by Jeff Price, who invented Audium, which is like where you get your mechanical royalties from. Well, some of them. But he broke down what music publishing was and the two different types of copyright and all the different types of royalties and rights that you can get. And it was so informative and so detailed and so honest. And so right now you might be getting some emails and you might be ignoring them where people are. Some of these things that you have signed up for, now these companies and these people are offering webinars on some of this very vital information. And so I just feel like right now is the opportunity to sign up for these things because people have the time to share this information. Okay. Excuse me. And they're doing it for free from the bottom of their heart. So if you come across any emails or people are offering any virtual workshops, sign up for them. Take notes. Listen to what the people have to say because they don't have anything to lose. They're just literally people are just sharing information. Okay, so learn. That's what I'm saying. Like now is the time to learn something. If there was something you always wanted to get into or something you always wanted to do or learn about, now is the time. Okay, the information is there. You can either look it up and read it. You can get on YouTube and watch some videos, or you can just sign up for these webinars that are randomly popping up into your email. Because if they're popping up in mine, I know they're popping up in yours. Okay, now with that being said, with learning information, also you need to be mindful of what you're ingesting during this time. This is a highly sensitive time. Okay, on April 4th, 2020, there's a portal that will be opening and it will remain open until the 22nd. And a portal is just a heightened time of energy and vibration and frequency that gives you access to different dimensions, okay? And so that's why it's very important that you're protective of what it is you're ingesting and you're digesting, because physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, because this time is very crucial. You could, like I said in a couple weeks ago, you can be on one side of the spectrum where you are ascending and you're positive and you're protecting your vibration and your aura, or you can be on the other side where you're being negative and pessimistic and you're gaining weight. And so there's room for either or, okay? And any small steps is progress. So don't think, oh, I gotta write a play, Shakespeare wrote a play, da da da, all this stuff people have been saying. No, you don't measure your success by what other people have done in whatever amount of time that they did it. No. You measure it according to what you did yesterday, okay? Did you do a little bit more today than you did yesterday? Fine.
Okay, so make sure that you are not comparing yourselves to others during this time where everybody's putting on, everybody's trying to make themselves seem interesting, everybody's trying to keep themselves occupied during this time if they are on Instagram, okay? So that was a good time to mind the business that pays you, okay? And nobody's paying you right now, and you need to be minding yourself, okay? And protecting yourself and protecting your vibe, okay? Also, last but certainly most important, don't forget to rest. Now, you might be saying, but I've been resting all day. I've been resting for the past couple weeks. I want to get up and do something. No, resting and chilling are two different things. We may have been chilling, but have you been resting? Have you been in a space of tranquility and peace where you can receive the information that you need to receive? Because like I said, this is a very high vibrational, high frequency time. So just as you can put information into yourself and put out positive information, you can also receive information from your higher self and your spirit team and your spirit guides and all that stuff. So if you're confused about anything or you have any questions and you really are trying to end these karmic cycles and move on to the next phase of your life, where you really are trying to invent something and invent a new phase in your life with new opportunities, new ways of income, all that good stuff, now is the time to sit and rest, meditate, just really take the time for yourself, okay? Find a way. If you're surrounded in a house full of people, go in the bathroom, okay? If you got to, for 10 minutes and just sit in there in peace, use the bathroom, whatever, sit on the floor and pray, whatever it is you need to do, okay? Make sure you are resting your mind, not constantly, because you can be chilling, laying down, but be scrolling for 2 hours. That's not resting your mind, okay? So make sure you are giving your mind a break from ingesting so much information on a daily basis, okay, on an hourly basis. So that's my housekeeping. I just wanted to throw that stuff in there, provide a little bit of encouragement, and now we're going to get into the story of Lilith.
You can follow your host, Chinwe, on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweYBB, that's C-H-I-N-W-E-Y-B-B, and make sure you're subscribed on YouTube at Chinwe Cook for the latest updates.
So, let's talk about Lilith, okay? So the original story of Lilith originated in the ancient Near East, and I'm getting all this information from myjewishlearning.com, okay? So the original story originated in the ancient Near East, where a wilderness spirit known as the Dark Maid appears in the Sumerian myth, The Descent of Inanna, and this is around 3000 BCE, before Common Era. And then we have another reference to her where she appears in the tablet from the 7th century BCE found at the Arslan Tash, Syria, which contains the inscription, O flyer in a dark chamber, go away at once, O lily. Then after that, she makes her way into the Bible, okay? So she's been around for quite some time. So in the Israelite tradition, around, what is this, Isaiah chapter 34, verse 14, there is a verse that says, their goat demons shall greet each other, and there the Lilith shall find rest. And some believe that the word Lilith is a reference to a night owl, and others say it's a reference to the demon Lilith, okay? So at this point, Lilith is a demon, and it's ironic that she's a demon, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. So then there's a magical bowl from the first century Common Era, so this is after Jesus, written in Hebrew, which reads, designated is this bowl for the sealing of the house of this Gianai Bar Mamai, that there flee from him the evil Lilith. Okay? Excuse me. So around this time, in the Jewish folk tradition, you would put something outside your door, like an amulet, to let her know that she was not allowed in to steal babies. So in the Talmud, Lilith becomes not only a spirit of darkness, but also a figure of uncontrollable sexuality. Okay? In the Shabbat, it says it is forbidden for a man to sleep alone in a house unless Lilith get a hold of him. Okay? So apparently in Genesis, you have in Genesis 1, it says man and woman are created at the same time. But then in Genesis 2, Adam precedes Eve, and you know, Eve is made from his rib. So there is a story in the alphabet of Ben Sirah, which says that Adam and Lilith were made together at the same time. They both came from the earth, and Adam said, "You lie beneath me." And she said, "No, you lie beneath me. We both come from the earth. We're both equal." And they could not listen to one another. And so she flew up into the air and she left. And so Adam was like, "Oh, Lord, this woman done left. She don't listen to me." So God sent three angels to go back and get Lilith. And he said, "If she wants to come, she shall come. And if she does not want to come, do not bring her against her will." That's what God said. But when the angels went to her, they said, "If you go with us, well and good. But if not, we will drown you in the sea." And this was the sea where the Egyptians were destined to drown a bit later with the Hebrews who fled Egypt when they were enslaved. She said, "I know God only created me to weaken infants when they are 8 days old. From the day a child is born until the eighth day, I have dominion over the child. And from the eighth day onward, I have no dominion over him. If he is a boy, if he's a girl, then I have until the 12th day." And so she said, "That's fine. I don't want to go." And they said, "Well, if you won't go, then each day 100 of your children would die." So this was some sort of explanation during this time as to why the infant mortality rate was so high. And that is why 100 demons die every day. They would not leave her alone until she swore to them. Okay? "Any place that there's an amulet, she will have no dominion over that child." They left her and Lilith, and she is who weakens the children of men. Okay, so basically, the story is very interesting because she's made out to be like a bad person, or she's made out to be a demon, and then later she's made out to possibly have dated Samuel or Satan. But really what it is she defies patriarchy. She refuses a submissive sexual posture, and in the end, she refuses marriage altogether and said, "I'd rather be a demon than live under Adam's authority, than live under a man. I'd rather kill children than let a man tell me what to do," basically is what she says. And it says that she also flees to the Sea of the Reeds, which is the place where the Hebrews later go to escape slavery. So what happens is, she becomes what all tyrants fear, which is a person who is aware that she is enslaved. So fast forward to modern times. We really start to see Lilith being celebrated. There are festivals and parades named after her. There's a Jewish feminist journal called the Lilith Magazine. There's a women's music concert called the Lilith Fair. So she has really become a symbol of an icon and symbol of freedom and perseverance and just this other side of women, the repression of sexuality, the repression of the free impulse in women, and the repression of the question, what if I left it all behind? And I believe that's really, really, really important for women, for men, for anyone whose authority is questioned. And we talked about this during the Saturn Return episode last week, so make sure you check it out. But anytime your authority is questioned, and it's really heightened during this time of your Saturn Return because Saturn is coming in to see if you've learned those lessons and if you are acknowledging that repression, acknowledging that enslavement, i.e. Lilith, or if you are just letting it fly under the radar. And so that's why she is here to remind us not to do that. And I just really, she popped up in my head this week because I just assumed I was PMSing. And I was like, but why? Maybe this is something that it's not to be frowned upon. It's just a part of me. And even though every so often I have a week where, like they said on Pinterest, I'm just a little less tolerant of your nonsense this week. Okay, that doesn't make me a B word. That just makes my patience a little bit thinner. And it made me think about Lilith, and I wrote a whole song and everything about how these repressed emotions that we feel and this honesty that we feel as women, we're supposed to suppress it because it's not ladylike. And when you are that way, you're an angry black woman or you're a demon who steals children. When you decide to speak up for yourself, then you are dubbed a demon. Like, even the story, even though it's supposed to represent, well, it has come to represent freedom. I mean, I feel as though the origin of the story is when a woman decides she doesn't want to live under a man's tutelage, then she's a demon who snatches children. Like, why does it have to be that extreme? You know what I mean? And there are other stories where she is just the other side of Eve. Like, you know, Eve is like the light side and Lilith is the shadow side, and we have to learn to embrace them both. And there's one where she comes back to the garden because she misses it and she befriends Eve. And so there's different types of interpretations, and I think you should take whichever applies to you and how you feel. I think we all have Lilith and Eve in us. Everybody has a shadow and a light side in us. But I do think it's reductive to just consider her, Lilith, a shadow, because she's more than that. She's just free. And just because someone is free doesn't mean that they are the Antichrist, which is what she was made out to be. Okay, and with that being said, I introduced something new called Mantra Mondays. And so the mantra for this week is, I protect my peace by honoring my spirit. I set boundaries firmly, knowing I am fearless. I protect my peace by honoring my spirit. I set boundaries firmly, knowing I am fearless. And this was, I can't think of the word, inspired by Lilith's story, but also by something that I went through in my own personal story this week or last week, where I had to set my own boundaries and leave everything behind that I thought I knew. But honestly, when you get that urge to leave something behind, it's because even though it's what's comfortable for you, it's not serving you. And it really takes a lot of strength and a lot of courage to leave that. I mean, ultimately, that was all Lilith knew. Think about it. She was birthed from the same place as Adam. She didn't know anything else. All she knew was Adam and God. But she said, this is not right. This is not enough. There has to be more than this. And she could have easily just went along with it because she didn't know anything else. But her spirit knew that that wasn't sitting right with her. It didn't bring her peace. And so I challenge you. That's where the Saturn return comes into place. Anything that is not respectful of your spirit needs to be on the other side of your boundary. It just does. I don't care who it is. It could be your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your dog. Okay? A friend, a coworker, an associate, a boss. It needs to respect your peace. If it does not bring you peace, set the boundary and flee. I am so serious. You have to protect your peace. And that's what, as I stated earlier, we are in such crucial times. We cannot afford to have anybody or anything tampering with our vibration, with what makes us feel good, okay? We're getting into the wheezy wisdom now, so I will just go ahead and put on the voice. I didn't even grab the card. Wally, can you bring me the deck, please? Please, brother. Thank you so much. He is so lovely, this one. This one is cooking. He is making pancakes. What else have you cooked this week, Wally? Hot dogs. He has fried the dogs so nice. He has fried the dogs. Okay. Sorry. Oh, okay. Look, a card has fallen out. We have the Five of Cups. So do not cry over spilled milk. Do not worry about the things that you cannot change. Okay, this card is significant. It represents feeling like you are missing out on something. Formal, working out, missing out on work, missing out on celebrating with your friends. You're not missing out on anything. If you feel the urge to leave something behind, you must leave it behind. It is for your betterment. That is your spirit. That is your guide. That is your angels telling you it's time to let something go. You must be free like Lilith and leave. And it doesn't matter what people call you, what they say about you. They may call you a demon. They may call you a child killer. They can call you a bad daughter, a bad son, a bad sister, a bad brother. But these people do not know what you have gone through. They do not know what you need to save yourself. So don't worry about what other people say. The only thing that matters is that you are at peace. Huh? It's the only thing that matters. Okay? So do not cry over what you feel you have lost. You do not lose anything when you are respecting your boundaries. You do not lose anything when you are at peace with yourself. You are only gaining. You are only winning. And anyone who cannot respect that, they must go. I said go. Right, Wally? I said go. Okay? So that is your Wheezy Wisdom. I wish you nothing but the best. And I will talk to you again next week.
Hey, I hope you learned some today. We talked about Lilith, thank you, got some T.I.P.S. to get you through the quarantine. Make sure you get your rest. You get your rest. I said you get your rest. That's all I got. That's all I got. Take care of yourself. Maintain your freedom. You are a queen. This is your kingdom. Okay, okay. Eat your water, drink your vegetables, and be safe in these streets. I love you so much. It's Wheezy, 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 and I'm out.